This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 right now, you're listening to The Morning Run with Joyce, Han and Mel. Time to take a look at global markets. Overnight markets, US markets saw one of its biggest losses in a single session since 2015. In fact, the S&P 500 erased all its gains for the year and was dragged lower by the tech hardware segment. To help us make sense of what happened, we have joining us on the line from New York, Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Landon Fuse Capital Managers there. Good morning, Dodge. Thanks for joining us today. Now, I'd like to begin there. What do you think is driving this sell-off?
Well, good morning. Technical analysis and sentiment. Not as much about fundamental analysis or strengths and weaknesses in different companies, but it's technical. If you take a look at the NASDAQ composite, it broke the low of late October. It rallied back to it 69.23, but closed below that. The other indices are stronger, and if they can hold the October lows, we may have an opportunity for a bounce. But NASDAQ, representing technology, is in the worst shape now. It's going to have a lot to prove in order for traders and investors to buy the rally. Right now, we're seeing selling. You take a look at the FANG stocks. You take a look at Apple. It is most of the technology stocks now are below their 200-day moving averages, which means that investors over the longer term, up to a year and maybe more, are now facing a question, do they want to hold when they've lost all their gains for the year, or do they feel it's going to rally and they're going to hold? So it's a very important question for investors to have to face and come to grips with.
And Dodge, what do you think would be some of the considerations that investors will have to bear in mind in making that decision whether to buy, hold, or sell?
Well, let's take Apple. Apple's transitioning from product to service. Services are much higher margin than product, but they don't have experience. Can they successfully do the transition? Also, what is the impact of iPhone sales on the suppliers of the iPhone? We need to see some strength in the earnings, some strength in actual revenues. We need to see at least some support. We're not seeing it yet. So watch what they say, and also watch what the concessions are that are made near the end of the year in terms of sales during the Christmas season.
Dodge, speaking about fundamentals, you know, and moving from tech to retail, look, I mean, you've got cause for optimism based on the third quarter results announced by the likes of Target, Lowe's, and Best Buy. Top line is growing, same store sales growing, but the margins are being pressured because of the kind of investments that these brick and mortar guys have to put into their digital channels, right? So, firstly, how do you think this will set us up for the year end shopping season, and also tying in with what you mentioned earlier, is this what we're seeing here, is this retail having to transition into digital companies as well?
Yes, they do have to transition. I do think that the end of the year revenue stream will be stronger. I think they're finding ways to compete against Amazon. Longer term, it's going to take much more. They're going to have to transition from shopping centers, from stores into online. It's not common. It's not familiar to them. But they're finding ways now. But take a look at what's happening, not in terms of fundamentals, because we do think it's going to be a strong retail season. Look at CarMax, Home Depot, Kohl's, Lowe's, Ralph Lauren, Target, Tiffany. They're all undergoing a lot of pressure, and they're being sold, selling rallies. They have to prove themselves in terms of the end of the year, the Christmas season. There's a chance that they will. They're coming into potential opportunities to surpass Amazon in certain online passages.
Well, Dodge, Goldman Sachs recently said that the equity investors should raise their allocations for cash. Should markets heed that call?
Yes, markets should, because investors are going to. Cash is very safe. Actually, if you put it into a bank CD, the interest rates are going up, so you may be able to earn a little bit more. But more important, it's safer. Now the market has a lot of volatility. The volatility is much shorter term, not yet intraday, but from day to day we're seeing a lot of fluctuations, and so cash does make sense. For the short-term traders, volatility is wonderful, but that's a very small percent of the investment public that we have over here. For the longer-term investor, cash is the safest. Let companies prove that they have the fundamental strength to surpass the technical weakness that we're going short-term.
Dodge, does that call also apply across the Atlantic? You know, speaking about volatility, you know, we just got to look at what's happening with Brexit there. Of course, there's the political uncertainty around Theresa May staying on as UK Prime Minister. You got the BOE Governor Mark Carney, who expects volatility in the pound to stick around as long as there's this uncertainty around Brexit. So as a global investor, how do you invest in the UK amid all this uncertainty? Where do you look to for guidance?
Very little. What I'm looking to happen first is the UK Parliament. What is their reaction? Will the Prime Minister remain? And if the Prime Minister remains for some time, she's not forced to resign, can she come to some kind of agreement with the Brexit process? Right now, it looks very iffy, and so the opportunities that we see in the United Kingdom right now are more on the short side, not only in terms of the market instead of going long, going short, but also short in term. We do expect to have more volatility over there, much more based on the political process of the Brexit. So therefore, it's not going to be based on market technicals as much. It's going to be the reaction of the market to the political process. But right now, it's quite negative.
Dodge, which is going to be more predictable, the BOE's rate path or what happens in the UK Parliament?
UK Parliament and the BOE rate path will react to what happens. We will see if there is a chance, and I think it's going to work out by the end of the first quarter of 2019, but we have to get there. We have to get through the end of this year, and so there's a lot of the political process that's going to have to go both in terms of England but also in terms of Europe and Brexit.
And as a global investor, Dodge, what's your base case for the Brexit come March next year? Are we looking at deal, no deal, or no Brexit?
Deal, maybe Brexit, maybe not. More important is that the UK and Europe, the community, come to some kind of agreement so that both sides can be comfortable in the ultimate conclusion. There may not be a Brexit, but if there is, it is more important that both sides agree and can live with it than whether or not there is a Brexit at this point.
Hey, Dodge, before we let you go for your Thanksgiving break here, I got a very important question for you, Dodge, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. All right? So, turkey, better deep fried or oven roasted? Now, keep in mind, these are fighting words here, my friend. I hold this very closely to my heart. Turkey, deep fried or oven roasted?
Yes, you have to understand this is a very important, serious question.
That's
right. I must do my survey, and I am going to have to try all different types, and I'll let you know which is the best.
But right now,
they look excellent choices for our Thursday coming up.
Dodge, thank you so much for joining us today, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy your multiple turkeys there. We've been speaking to Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lando and Fuse Capital Managers there in New York. We're going to come back and take a look at other market-moving news, like how you cook your turkey, roast your turkey, but also a look at Felda and how its money woes are continuing. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.